Hi, welcome everybody. I'm Tom, and this is the Drop Poster Podcast, and we have another interview today. And this is with the man we couldn't pronounce in the beginning, but actually, it's just Garvin. Garvin Grant is here, and yeah, let's skip right to this man. How are you, Garvin?
I'm good, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's been such a pleasure to have you. I mean, you've dropped so many great art pieces that James and I have talked about, and now we have you here, and we want to dig into how this is all done.
Yeah, well, I would like to find out myself because I don't really have a process most of the time.
Maybe so it's a self-finding journey. But yeah, so how's everything, man? Let's talk about, before we get into all of that, I mean, I know you play soccer, and you've been part of a World Cup right now. So how about you tell us a little something about that?
Yeah, so the six-a-side World, I live in Dubai at the moment for the last year and a half, and the six-a-side World Cup was being held in Ras Al Khaimah, which is about an hour away from here. Mm-hmm. And the Irish team qualified, but they couldn't get the funding to get the whole team over, so they asked a few local guys over here to take part. So I was one of the lucky few who got an international cap from luck of location.
I'm asking here in this case, is it like, because you make it sound like, yeah, you're just some local guys, it's nothing worth, but I mean, you actually know how to play soccer, I take it.
I can play a little bit, yeah, I can play a bit. I've been trying to retire for a few years. My legs are gone, but I'm sticking at it for now.
Okay. I see. But have you played it when you lived back in Ireland as well, or how was it?
Yeah. Well, I played back home, and then I got a soccer scholarship to go to college in the States.
Oh, okay. And you did that, or you didn't do that?
I did. I was there. I was in America for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So the 4 years of college, and then a year working afterwards.
Where did you stay? Which college?
A little college called Holy Cross College in South Bend, Indiana. It was across the road from Notre Dame, which is a big kind of big fancy school.
Yeah. D1 school.
Didn't get there.
I see. It's okay. I mean, the soccer pros is still different there. They have like D1 soccer schools, which are like in the middle of nowhere and you don't know about. So it's fair.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah. Let's talk about posters, though. I mean, other you want to talk some more soccer? I mean, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I follow. So, but anyways, who's your team, by the way? Let's do that.
Manchester United. So it's been a hard
career. I understand. Yeah, but hey. This is like a good friend of mine. He was because Bayern Munich won 8-0 on last weekend, and a good friend of mine. He's a Darmstadt fan who they played, and he was in tears.
Not a good day for him.
It was a crazy game. I mean, since it's like three red cards in the
card. There was three red cards in the first half.
Yeah, and no goals in the first half.
and then 8 goals. Harry Kane scored a hat trick.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah. Okay, let's come to the first thing. I mean, I hope you're prepared. We're doing a speed round.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I know you've seen it on the show before, so you must know some of the things I'm going to ask. But yeah.
I haven't prepared any answers, so I'm just going to wing it. I haven't thought about it too much.
I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we start with our usual one. Your favorite color?
Favorite color, red.
Okay, perfect. Favorite seat in the cinema?
Oh, right in the middle. Well, a middle and maybe two or three back.
All right. And your favorite cinema itself?
Oh, my favorite cinema itself? That's a hard one. There's a few over here that are like, they're nearly too nice. Like if I ever go home, I'll never see a cinema like it again. Mm. there's an IMAX over here that's brilliant. But no, just my local cinema at home. The popcorn tastes better there.
Perfect.
It's not like, small Irish cinema.
All right. Who's better, Messi or Ronaldo?
Oh, Messi.
okay.
I'm a Messi fan and a Ronaldo fan, but just there's no denying that Messi is the best to ever play.
All right, this samurai or ninja then?
Ninja. All right. Stealth.
stealth. Okay. Favorite soccer player other than Messi?
Oh, currently probably Pedri for Barcelona, I think. He's a young player. 20, I think he is now.
Yeah, I think is this the guy with the afro, right? Does he have like an
effort? No, he's kind of small in stature and just kind of plain haircuts. He's tiny, but he's a great player.
Okay, and but what about Bellingham?
Yeah, well, like him and Pedri are kind of the two young best midfielders in the world, but Bellingham's now really better, but I don't know. He didn't come to Man United, so I'm a bit bitter about it.
Understandably so. Okay, what is a song that is on heavy rotation right now?
Hozier's new album is out a while now, and I'm chronic for just repeating albums. So his second song, it's called Selby Part 2. Mm. First two songs are Selby Part 1 and then Selby Part 2.
Yeah.
So Selby Part 2 is on repeat.
All right. And what's your favorite holiday destination other than Dubai?
Dubai's not my holiday destination. I suppose living here, home is my holiday destination. Every time I go on holiday, I go home. Which is the best thing about going or living away is, you know, you can go home and have the best times, like, you know, Christmas or weddings in the summer.
Okay, then give me, let me twist the question then a little bit. What is the, like, give me a secret place that is maybe non-touristy and or something that people should definitely do when they come to your hometown or to Ireland in general?
Well, Lonely Planet, actually, what my county is called Donegal. It's like right up the northwest. And Lonely Planet had it as the fourth best secret destination in the world. So, it's beautiful. It has like the highest sea cliffs in Europe and just hills and waterfalls and beautiful beaches. So,
sounds very good.
Donegal. County Donegal.
Yeah, I've been only to Dublin so far, so I cannot vouch for the rest.
Yeah, it's as far away from Dublin as you can go.
Okay, perfect. I mean, I want to go. It's really nice. I want to see all like the especially the Star Wars film locations and things like that. So
one of those was in Donegal.
Yeah, so definitely something I want to explore at some point. Portrait or landscape?
Portrait. I do a bit of landscape, but that's probably because I think once I get better at drawing, I think I'll be able to do more portraits because I do kind of scenes at the moment. Mm. So they're obviously in landscape mode already. I like to buy portraits as well. I don't think I have bought any landscape. No, actually, I bought a few. That's a lie. But not portrait, am I?
Yeah. All right. Then, last but not least, what would be your other job if you were not an artist?
Oof. Well, I'm not really an artist yet, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Come on. It's Hobson approved.
Hobson approved, yeah. Put that in the CV. I don't know. Obviously, I wanted to be a footballer when I was younger, but that never panned out. I don't know. I probably would have liked to work in film.
All right.
When I did those, you know, the questionnaires or aptitude tests, when you're younger, it always came out as cinematographer. So that would have been nice, but it was never on the cards, or I never got the opportunity. So,
hey, who knows what's happened? If you kind of draw more concepts, there could be the cinematographer job in there somewhere.
maybe you never know.
That's right. All right, that's the speed round. I hope you enjoyed it a little bit.
I did.
Give you some curveballs to answer. And let's talk about you. I mean, we already touched upon that you studied in the States, and how was your journey with art? Did you study art when you were there? Did you study art at home, art school? What happened?
Well, it's kind of a fun. Like my dad was a graphic designer, and so he had, you know, the computers in the house and Photoshop, and I used to kind of mess around when I was younger. But I was never good at school. Like I just didn't want to go. I just wanted to play football, that type of thing. I had no interest. But so I was lucky enough to get the scholarship to the States, and they had like an art program. Mm-hmm. Only a small school, but they do things funny, and it's like not funny, but funny compared to Ireland, where like you choose classes and stuff like that there. And you know, that like I was doing technically a graphic design course, but we were doing figure drawing and, you know, charcoal drawing and stuff like that. So like this doesn't really help me for graphic design, but it definitely helps me artistically. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my first bit of drawings that I ever did. But then I kind of didn't do anything until like last year. I kind of forgot. And I didn't forget about it, but I was like, I was moving around and working odd jobs, a few sales jobs and stuff like that. I lived in Australia for 2 years, and then I came back and I worked in a local graphic design place. Mm. And then when COVID hit, I kind of got into the art, like making posters. I started off making a few music posters, I suppose. But what actually happened was NFTs were coming out at that time.
Yeah.
And do you know your guy, Beeple?
Yeah, of course.
He did, what, 5,000 pieces of art in 5,000 days.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I'll do 100 days. So I kind of just smashed out 100. I started the Instagram page, smashed out 100 posters, good or bad, doesn't matter, just get them out there. But they're all kind of music posters and a few sports ones. Mm. And then I was like, all right, well, they're out there now. I've kind of been, you know, practicing. And then I started kind of, I was like, sure, I like movie posters better than music. Mm-hmm. So why am I not doing movie posters? I think it's harder to do movie posters than music and stuff. So I started doing the movie posters, and I wasn't drawing them. I was kind of treating them in Photoshop, you know, mashing them up and kind of sometimes make it look like I was, you know, like kind of they were drawn, but they weren't. So yeah, that's kind of how I came around it.
I see. And in college then, I mean, you had a brilliant college time, I guess. This is a Halloween picture where you went as Roger Federer, I take it?
Roger Federer. Yeah, well, when you asked me for a picture, it was I looked at that. I was looking through my Facebook for a picture of college. I was like, that was 11 years ago yesterday. And I'm like, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. So how does it feel to get into those memories?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I could pull off the Roger Federer look nowadays. But yeah,
but I would say this one is very, I see the resemblance. You can tell it's Roger Federer. It's not just a tennis player.
Yeah. A blue Nike t-shirt and a hair headband goes a long way.
Yeah. But so these are your soccer mates, or
yeah, so, yeah, we all kind of lived in a few houses, you know, close by. A Canadian guy there and American. We had a lot of foreigners on the team.
Mm.
I think your man there was only one of three Americans, so we had a nice multicultural team.
Oh, that's nice. But yeah, so and this time did you already or did you do any art at this time or?
Well, so in college, probably the last 2 years, it was just the classes. Mm-hmm. I did with the charcoal drawing classes. I got to do a few movie characters.
That's this one, right? For example.
Yeah. So I did the Joker. That was one of my kind of, that was my first time drawing, basically,
mm-hmm.
project. And then, like I said, I kind of just left it then for years. I loved doing it, and I just kind of got distracted with life and forgot I enjoyed doing it. Like,
mm-hmm.
But that was a semester, and that was kind of like the final project. Eight portraits I did in charcoal, and I never really dawned on me that, because I was doing Photoshop as well, and it's like I could draw digitally, and it never registered that it was like a thing you could do that I could do. You know what I mean?
And then, but your dad, how was your dad working? In what kind of way?
So he was working back home. Just he had his own graphic design business, and then he was a lecturer in our local college.
Mm-hmm. But was he working at Photoshop, Illustrator, or like how was he working?
He primarily Photoshop. I hadn't touched Illustrator. I still don't really touch it. I hate it. which is crazy enough for a graphic designer.
It's fine. I mean, a lot of people just work with Photoshop, so.
Yeah, it's just once you learn one, you get confused going to the other and vice versa. And just,
did he help you in this regard? Like, did he say like, hey, how about you use these techniques or whatever, or this is a trick here and there?
Not too much when I was at home, because I was far away, so I couldn't sit beside him and do stuff.
Hmm.
But I would send him stuff and he would critique it. Hmm. Do you know? And, very, very supportive, very positive. He wouldn't rip me to shreds or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something was bad, he would tell me that doesn't seem right. But
yeah,
he's very, very supportive.
Okay, and you asked your first cinema poster or movie poster was this Whiplash.
Whiplash was one of the first ones. That wasn't like even drawing the strings on the. It all was kind of the first bit of actual drawing I did.
Yeah.
Like the rest of that, just, you know, photo mashups and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, as an illustrator, did you send this to your dad and like say, hey, dad, what do you think?
No. At that point, I was already kind of, I was making my posters and just posting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was like, what was your dad thinking now? Like looking all the great stuff that came out? Like,
he's very impressed. He's telling me to stick at it and, you know, he's improving and, you know, we're making progress slowly but surely.
Yeah. Having this up right now, how much of a pain was it to draw this one.
Yeah, that was about 3-4 weeks of work, of constant work. The Flyers, I was working with Hero for that Hero Complex, yeah. And I hadn't done the border, but one of the guys suggested I do a Flyery border.
It works really well, but it looks like it hasn't been a pain to draw all this. Or
I drew a couple flyers and kind of threw them in there, and then it was like suddenly I'm like 10 hours in, and I'm like just putting them in there. It was constant, like, and I was like, well, I have to keep doubling down in this, and then like you're doing it, and you're like, oh, there's too much of one color in this side, and you have to move them all around. Mm. And it was a lot of work. I enjoyed it though, and I think it works well.
Mm. Yeah, it really does. It's really impressive what you did there, and like all the. All the ways that people are treated in the movie, obviously, this with the little hints that here and there, and that's really amazing. And how is this printed? This is not a screen print, is it?
It's cheap. Yeah, it's cheap.
Okay, I was just wondering, somebody going to separate that? Oh my god!
I haven't done any screen prints at all. Yeah. I'm not even fully sure how the process works of separations and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've had a few black and white stuff as well, which probably would make it easier.
Yeah, and
prints at the moment.
Yeah, looking at it, I mean, you worked your butt off on this one, but this feels a little easier. Or is
it
not?
It was a bit easier, but it was, again, like most of the stuff I'm drawing now, it's my first time drawing them. Mm-hmm. So like that was my first time drawing water. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but there's a lot of mistakes that need to be made to get to the end, and I probably spent no time at all on the people in the boat, and then hours and hours on the water.
I mean, you made a lot of good mistakes there, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I think so. Like I've been taking my time more in terms of, because I've started buying posters, much like yourself and your wall behind you. Mm. I've been thinking to myself, would I buy it? Do you know?
Yeah.
Compared to my older stuff where I was kind of just doing it for, not for the sake of it, but I wasn't really giving them too much thought. I was just creating for the, not the sake of creating, but just to kind of get them out there. But now, because I buy posters now and collect, I'm like, oh, well, I would need to want to buy this to, you know, for somebody else to want to buy it.
Multiple people said that also need to buy this. Both of them are, I think, Hobson approved on the show, so... that is for sure. And these are great. These are still available over at Hero Complex, right?
All available over at Hero Complex, yeah.
Okay, so head over there, people, if you need one. And this is the latest one you did, just Get Out. Let's talk about this for a second. I mean, this is a portrait.
Portrait, finally. Yeah, I was doing too many landscapes. I was like, I need to, no matter what, I'm doing a portrait.
Yeah, how did this happen? Is this, have you drawn this, or is this photo manipulation again here?
So that's drawn. I don't do any more photo manipulations, but sometimes I do set them up. Like I will set them up, or maybe majority of it. Like say if I'm
trying to get
the concept right, I will kind of photo manipulate a certain percentage of it, and just to see if it works. Because I don't think I've ever committed to something without knowing if it's actually gonna. I'm a very slow drawer, so I don't like have it, like I could draw something and it's not working. I'd be like, oh, that kind of hit me in the. Hit the confidence hard. So I kind of set that up and then drew it after. I had actually set it up with just him, one of them falling, and then I seen another. I didn't realize, but there was one done very similarly, which I obviously wanted to stay away from that.
Yeah.
It was a Mondo print, and I was like, oh, geez, it can't be. Yeah. You can't be anything similar. And it was just like, it was a simple concept, but it's been done. So I was like, okay, what can I do now to, you know, enhance it or change it up?
Well, I think this turned out really well, again, this is a nice little take on this concept, and change it up a little bit, and keeping it in a black and white, that's works really well. So I really like this piece. Is this going to be available as a print, or is it just going to be digital?
That's available at Hero as well.
Oh, also,
at
Hero. Okay. All right, yeah. People. I think
in two sizes. I think it's in 24x36 and... Was it 16x24?
If it's 24x36, then it's 18x24.
18x24, sorry. Yeah. Because I had a few people ask me for the Children of Men one to be, they wanted a smaller print of that. And I was like, decisions already been made, unfortunately. So I was like, it's like Hero do options, so it's definitely nice to have options.
Yeah, I understand with the Children of Men, because I think it's not as a movie poster per se that big. And then I think it makes sense to have it as a maybe smaller print to accompany something. Yeah.
Definitely, I agree.
Since it's more of a scene you've depicted, but is, which yeah. gives a nice feeling. I mean, you did a great job on it. All right. But yeah, so these are all very nice takes on it. But let's talk about some movie stuff. Is there anything you have seen lately that we should talk about? You want to shout out something? Because I always talk to James, and James has not seen anything, so I cannot talk movies with him.
I went to see Killers of the Flower Moon there at the weekend.
Okay, let's discuss this. I just had a German podcast on this one. I want to hear your take.
What's I enjoyed it, but I went to see it by myself because I wouldn't like to see a 3.5-hour movie with people, because you'd be like, say, if there's a slow, well, it's a slow enough movie anyway. Mm. But I'm comfortable with the pace and then the slowness. But if you're with people, you don't want to be looking over seeing if they're getting bored or if they're enjoying it. And I enjoyed it, but I was prepared for it. I was prepared for the runtime. I was prepared for, you know, the length and again, the pacing. I thought it was brilliant. I love Scorsese movies, obviously. And it's a bit of a change of pace for him. But I enjoyed it. I can see why some people wouldn't.
Well, why would you say that?
Why? Because it's a Scorsese movie and you're expected, like the last hour was, one of my friends who went to see it separately, he said like, you could have caught the last hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, you couldn't, but well, you could, but you couldn't.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, for me, it was the most problems I had with was the story. Because the story is like, it's so, everything was obvious. Mm-hmm. I think so. And that's the problem. Like, I don't know if... I don't want to say like, oh, I'm the smartest, I can figure out movies. But if you have seen a bunch of movies, you know how movies work and stories work. And this is a true story as well. So if you have some prior knowledge, that is interesting. So not as interesting. And for me, which was interesting was the first hour, maybe, where they set up the world, like the Osage. I didn't know that much about them. I know that there was like who they were, but not like that they inherited all the oil and how it worked in their world. I think that was really interesting to me, and see this character, like this change of perspective in terms of Native Americans have money and the white people are doing all the blue collar work, you know.
I've never heard of it. Like, it was crazy. And this, it didn't seem like a true story at the start, because like, this really happened.
Yeah, and this was really interesting to me, and I would have loved to see more of that, to be honest. But since it's obviously a different story, and that white people did a lot of bad stuff to non-white people, I think this is a bubble problem, because I think this is in my bubble, very like, this is addressed, and we talk about it with friends, and yeah, my girlfriend is non-white, so obviously I follow that closely. So that was for me the problem, that I was like, I know where this is going. I'm seeing the agony. I'm seeing the problem. That's why it was for me an hour and a half too long, because the story could have been faster told. I mean, I like the technical aspects of the movie, like the editing and like the way it was shot and things like that. But then I understand that Martin Scorsese cannot do the Native American perspective, obviously, because he's a white cis male, old white cis male. And he cannot do that. But at the end of the day, it was basically for certain things, even like, spoiler alert, people, the scene where the daughter dies. We don't see her that much. We see acting class Leonardo DiCaprio doing this stuff, and these kind of small things. Hey, you want to make a movie about people are getting hurt, then I don't need to see again white people doing shit to them, you know.
Yeah, and even as well on the length, they still had to do like a funny little summary at the end.
That was very well done. I think I liked that.
I thought it was very well done, but it just shows that they still had to tie it up at some point. Do you know what? He could have kept going if he didn't, but like, you know, he really had to kind of...
That's probably the 4.5 hours director's cut.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it was very well done at the final scene.
But yeah, so that was for me the problem. That's
2 seconds. I just have to leave. Let the wee puppy out.
Hey, what's up, doggy dog? So see, always good to have some animal content.
Absolutely. There he is out there. It'll probably be too hot for him, but we'll be back in a second.
Sure. Don't worry. But yeah, so I you see what I'm saying. And so there was like, that's why I didn't enjoy it as much. It's same as Oppenheimer. I'm a fan of original content, something made up, something taken from something and like made something out of this, you know, like maybe mythology or something like that. So I talked to a director friend of mine and he was like saying, yeah, nobody's taking original content right now. It's all franchise sequels, spin-offs and things like that, and true story stuff. So it's like, yeah, but hey, anything else you've seen you want to talk about? I mean, I love, for example, like on TV, because like people watch TV as well. House of Usher was great. I literally loved that one.
That thing I watched was fantastic. I loved it. The last episode, maybe not as thrilling as I thought, but just the whole, I love Mike Flanagan stuff.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, and I didn't watch Midnight Mass, but I'm watching. I don't know why. I like horrors and stuff, but sometimes the religious ones, it's like, I could take it or leave it, you know, because they can be not too serious, but it's kind of the same stuff recycled sometimes. But then I was like, once I finished Fall of House Usher, I was like, Midnight Mass on straight after.
I have to say, I think I like Midnight Mass a little bit better. I mean, I like the pole stuff. And
I saw 3 episodes to go, so no spoilers.
Yeah, I'm not spoiling. I'm just saying I really like it better. The way they set it up, or I mean, the beginning alone, and then what happens, this is so fucking crazy. I loved it.
And that's very good. All like I actually didn't watch any horrors until about 4 years ago, and I watched The Haunting of Hill House. I peaked there. TV horror did peak there because it's the best ever. So I've kind of like I've been looking for that fix ever since.
Yeah, definitely keep watching. I really enjoyed Midnight Mass, and there were some cool poster ideas. But yeah, let the doggy in. By the way, what's the doggo's name?
His name is Salt. We adopted him 3 months ago.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Salt because he's so white?
He was found with his sister, who he's all white, and his sister's all black and salt and pepper.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yeah, so they're found together.
Where did Pepper go?
She was adopted probably about 4 months before him.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be nice to keep them together, but we only have room for one. We're in a small kind of loft studio.
There you go. But yeah, that's really nice. There you go, doggo content. What's up, Salt?
Yeah, and I hopefully are right back to bed now.
Sleepy time. I mean, it's where you are right now. It's like what? It's like lunchtime?
Yeah, it's 20 to 2 now.
Oh, okay.
So he usually sleeps in the morning, and this is where he starts to get active now.
Oh, I thought it's a siesta time then.
Yeah. Unfortunately not.
All right, and is there anything you're looking forward to, like to watch?
Killer is out next week on Netflix. Fincher. And that has art. James Patterson did the poster for it. Which is cool. Really looking forward to that. I'm curious to know how it's going to be, because I know Fincher has his own rules for filming, and Netflix have their own color things and stuff like that there. You know, Netflix have a certain amount of
I heard good things. Was it in cinema over there?
It has a short release. Yeah, I think it was released a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think last week on Thursday or so it came out. A friend of mine watched it already three times. So,
good?
He's a big Fincher fan, so that helped obviously. But and he rated it very well. So let's average it. Like I think he rated it like 5 out of 10. I'm sorry, 5 out of 5. And so let's probably settle there. So probably 3.5, four stars at least, or 5. So
good. I'm looking forward to it. I wish I could see it in the cinema. I would if it was out here, but it's not.
All right, too bad.
And then one other TV show I'd like to probably mention or talk about is Vigil, if you've ever heard of that. It's a BBC submarine.
Oh, okay, no, haven't heard of it.
Very good. I never heard of it either. I stuck it on one day and it was very good. Very claustrophobic and good.
Right. Very
good.
Very nice.
It's not really talked about, so just if anybody.
Yeah. Anybody, I mean, it's always recommendations are always welcome. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's talk about posters again. So what are some posters that you enjoyed lately? And yeah, let's hear about that.
Dave Morrell's Kill Bill for a Bottleneck. It was a...
Oh yeah, that was a nice piece. I told him as well.
Charity. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, this one is really nice. I told him this would go really well with the Pulp Fiction that was done by Marco Manev, because it also has this kind of angle from the trunk, this kind of trunk thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's right. I think that was a hero one as well.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah,
before my time. Yeah, I missed out on all those posters back in the day. I wasn't even on the scene before that.
But yeah, let's talk about this for a second.
I got it. It was gone before when I got the email. It was like, I got the email like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. We're not going to keep you long, Carvin.
He's reactive at the moment.
It's okay. It's understandable. Hey, you got to take care of the dog.
I don't have another room to fit him in. We're in one room here.
It's all good. No worries. As I said, I used to, like, when my dog was still around, we always had him also on camera. And Mia, James' cat, is always there. So, hey.
I've seen Mia a few times, yeah.
But, yeah. This would be a question that interests me. Since you have not been collecting for quite a long time, but, like, what in the, let's say, last 10, let's say 10 years? Or maybe that might be too much. Let's say last 7 years. What is a poster that you wish you would have gotten?
Oh, I have a list on my phone. I do. I have like a realistic want list, and I have like the grail list that I just won't ever be able to afford or get. Yeah. The only chance I would have for any of them, like, you know, like Aaron Harkey's Deadly Blood, Roy Kurtz's Drive, I really want that. They would probably be my two favorites. But sure, they're also like the two most nearly expensive. Well, Aaron Harkey's is definitely one of the more expensive ones. I think it's going for like $2,000 at the moment. But if there's ever a waffle on Mondo Hub, I enter if there's a grail. I actually won my first waffle there 2 weeks ago. I got Gabs's Raging Bull.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so very happy with that. And I'm working on a Raging Bull for Hero at the moment as well, so it was a funny coincidence.
Fitting, very fitting, yes.
Yeah, but those two big ones. But I have a big long list. I've got about 20 posters in the last year, and that's all. They're all at home in Ireland. I haven't even seen half of them.
Yeah. All right, I see.
I just buy them and send them home.
And like, yeah, because you don't have room there. That's hard. I mean, isn't that hard? Like buying all the posters and they all going home, and you just cannot.
Well, it's like when I go home at Christmas and I see them all, and then like I don't have a flat file either, so they're still in the tubes, which is I need to start flattening them.
Yeah, don't let the people hear that. They're gonna be mad at this.
I know, but sure, I don't like. I wouldn't trust anyone else to flatten them either. Like, you know, so no, I need to. I think before I buy any more posters, I'll get a flat file or at least a portfolio.
That would be a good choice, for sure. I mean, I used to have the portfolio before, and then I turned to flat file, so that was nice, and I sold it to a German collector friend, so he was very happy about it. So. Alrighty. So Kill Bill. Any others we should mention?
Issei, how do you say it? Anfada? Is that how you say her name?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'd say I pronounce a lot of these names wrong because you never say them out loud.
Yeah.
The Squid Game is fantastic.
Yeah, this one is a private commission as well, right? Or how was it?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the best ones. Not a lot of them, but some of them, they're all commissions. I don't even know how to get on the commission, so I have to buy secondhand and more expensive.
Yeah, it's the thing is with the commissions, you have to be in the fan groups and then the announcements or in the commission groups, and then they do subgroups, blah blah blah, and it's like it's all a spiel.
That's how, yeah.
But yeah, so this this one is really nice. I think that's one of the better ones I like from her. Sometimes it's like a hit and miss with her for me.
Yeah, well, sometimes because of her style, it mightn't even always suit the film. But for some, like for her Wes Anderson ones and for this and stuff there, it 100% works. It's unbelievable.
Indeed. Anything else you want to highlight?
And then speaking of commissions, is Zero. Is it Beat Zero or Zero?
Beat Zero is the handle. I think it's just Zero as an artist.
Yeah, his Interstellar. Every time that comes up on a waffle, I have to throw my hat in there because I would love them.
Yeah, these are really nice. To be honest, I also. Really
and I think when they're first announced on one of them, they kind of went into deep. The commissioner went into detail of all the hidden meanings and all the little subtle kind of hints to the film, and that was really cool.
Yeah, I have to say but I really enjoy most is the Phantom Menace. Zero did.
Don't know if I've Phantom Menace.
The Star Wars episode one.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's really great. I mean, let me see if I can find it and pull it up. The Phantoms. Yeah, that was also the
Yeah, there's a whole file on it as well, doesn't it?
With the especially with the Japanese title treatment.
Yeah.
This is some great stuff.
That's really cool. You never see that up for sale or waffle anywhere.
There was a couple times I saw it, but it was okay. It was an okay price. I think it was like around 500 or so, but it wasn't crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Still a lot of money.
Yeah, still a lot of money, definitely.
Yeah, I guess this is on eBay right now, so I don't know how much it goes for eBay.
Yeah, I hear people giving out about eBay, not giving out, but like kind of just warning. I don't think I would trust.
Yeah.
Put anyone on eBay, but I don't think I would risk it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I mean, obviously the people have it, but like if it's a flipper.
Yeah.
Then I don't want it.
The only time I went outside any of the Facebook pages, I went on Heritage Auctions, and I got Roy Kurtz's Logan, and they charged me $180 for shipping.
Jesus, what?
After the fact, like, so you bid and then they send it to you, and then, you know, shipping will be, you'll be charged shipping afterwards. And then it was my birthday, actually, and I got $180.
Hey, congrats.
I couldn't believe it.
Man, that's a pain. I mean, see,
hidden
costs. I mean, did they ship it flat in a frame or?
No, it was rolled out. It was well packed, and it was a good sturdy tube. But geez, 180, like 60 is kind of the standard price from America.
Yeah, I mean, but bottleneck was like it's 25, like to send it out. So
yeah. So I don't know where they got 180.
Yeah, me neither. But hey, that's not nice. But was it with custom charges?
No, that wasn't customs either. No, that was just their UPS or their whatever way they went through.
Okay.
One day
shipping, I guess.
I won't be going on eBay. I just kind of stick to the groups.
Yeah, same. So for the people that don't know, there are a lot of Facebook groups. People go check them out, and then you will find the artist groups and then bigger groups where everybody does the sales trades and just frame ups and stuff like that. So check them out. All right, and what is something you would like to see from an artist? Like, is there something you would say like, "Oh, I want to see a Garvin Grant doing an Avengers poster"? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I'm not really sure. Like, I wouldn't really, because obviously there's certain people, certain styles. I would like to see Roy Kurtz do more. He hasn't done so.
Do more, Rory.
Yeah, do more than we can see. I'm sure he's doing loads all the time, but I don't know. I was thinking about it. I'd like to be surprised by what people come out with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes you get the odd artist, you're like, she's out giving their style. I wouldn't have thought they would have done that, and it's like, it's really, it's always exciting when that happens.
I wonder sometimes, like, because I really like Akiko's style a lot, like, cause, like, it's always fresh and different and things like that. I wonder what she would do with, like, because she's more, I would say, like, more the indie route, like, for movie-wise most of the time. But, I mean, she has the Dune, she has the Batman and stuff like that. But I would love to see more bigger blockbusters. Like, I don't know, or Barbie, for example. What would she do with a Barbie?
Yeah, I would say she would do something amazing with the Barbie. There's everything she kind of comes up with concept-wise is amazing. Like, and she has different styles, like different textures and different styles too. So, but you can always tell it's hers for the most part.
Yeah, Yeah. So, by the way, people, if you're in LA, I think her next show is coming up on November 2nd. So, it starts and ends for 2 weeks or so. Solo show. So, go check it out as well for the LA peeps. And yeah, so let's talk about your workplace. this is your workplace?
Yeah, it's not a very good setup. I'll give you a little. I have the tablet there I just got a
Yeah.
couple of months ago. And then it doesn't have any of the shortcuts either, so I have to have my laptop behind it.
Yeah.
And I'm stretching and I need a new table, I need a new desk, everything. But we were signing a new lease, and it's like there's no point in getting a pile of stuff for the place if we weren't sure. But we're here now for 6 months at least. So I need a new desk and because my back's broke half the time, stretching for the buttons and
Oh
then
yeah.
draw. Well, this is a terrible setup.
But why don't you get like a, is
Before,
it not a Bluetooth keyboard situation?
no, like no, because it only connects like the computer connects through the big, but it's only it's a cheaper one. Like I couldn't afford 3 grand for a Wacom or
Yeah.
Wacom, big one. So I had this little thing for years.
Yeah. I mean,
That's what
I know major artists who have done like
Oh yeah.
grail posters on these.
Yeah, I think I don't know my friend's name, Lauren Drew. I think
Yeah.
he has a little small pad and stuff, and that's it's obviously I just wanted to kind of when I was kind of just decided to draw more, it's like, right, if I buy this, it's kind of like it's me committing more to the whole it's me investing more in it, so then I kind of have to draw more.
Fair enough, fair enough. But yeah, so and do you have a different setup at when you were at home before, or?
No, well, I wasn't really drawing at home. I had a desktop and I had the little tablet, but I wasn't actually, like I said before, physically drawing that much. I was just more kind of mashing things and manipulating them. So yeah, it was a lot more comfortable anyway. But no, it's more about I tried the iPad Pro as well. I went on a few flights there and I was drawing on that and I enjoyed that, but I was like, I'm a Photoshop man. I can't get distracted with Procreate. Like it's very good. It can be a lot quicker sometimes, but no, I haven't. Even though I enjoyed it, I missed Photoshop. So I invested in this here and I enjoyed it. I stick on a few podcasts. Like usually I stick Lord of the Rings on in the background and just I don't even watch it. I just have it on. Just draw away.
I see, I see. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you do the extended version, obviously that's where you get the hours in, I see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because then you're like suddenly you're drawing, you're like you're near the end. It's like, oh nice, that was a 4 hour drawing session there. Well done.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay. And yeah, what are you working on right now? Is there anything you can tease us with?
Like I said, I was Raging Bull coming out next week with Hero. Usually I don't like to say what's coming out, but they did give me a little promotional teaser thing, and it's clearly Raging Bull. So
Okay.
yeah, so that's coming out next week. But other than that, I don't have really much in the pipeline at all. I'm kind of just working on a few portraits for practicing myself because I don't even have favorite brushes. Like I don't like they have a style yet, not nailed down. Like I don't even have my favorite, I don't even have a go-to brush. I kind of just I'm still experimenting at this stage.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, like the regular brushes are working for a lot of people since the like
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
what they always say. I mean, I bought a couple here and there, but these are the ones I always use, the standard ones. So hey, there we go.
Yeah, but I just keep changing up. I'm just kind of keep experimenting with things and see what I like. And yeah, so I'm just doing portraits now at the moment, just for my own kind of. I will post them, but I just run into challenges every now and then with I can draw a high definition. I can recreate basically high definition photos quite accurately, but it's like when I have to make up parts, when I have to draw different angles. Like say Dave Morrell's Kill Bill there, like that's all drawn by him out of his own, like he knows the perspectives and stuff like that. That's way past my even understanding. Do you
That's
know?
experience, though. Come on, you'll get there. You'll get
Of
there.
course, of course. But yeah, of course. But yeah, so that's why I'm just being patient with it and just drawing and practicing.
Have you looked into maybe doing like, because I know a couple of people doing like the Blender route, like with 3D models and stuff, to.
I had thought about it, because like I said, when I started doing this, like the NFTs came out, and it was all like 3D and stuff like that, and I just knew I wanted to do something, and I downloaded some sort of 3D software, and I was like, just choose one and get good at something. Do you know, try and because like you could be practicing all different things and never be good.
I know, like I don't know who it was, but somebody like we're talking about this as well, and they bought a like I think it was Wonder Woman. Somebody bought a Wonder Woman a 3D model, and then posed her in the way he or she needed to be, and then basically redraw it from that.
Would that be?
It's not tracing. I know, it's like basically, it's just it's like you.
No, I know. No, I was just thinking who was. I seen somebody doing that. I think.
Yeah.
Remember who I seen had it on their story. I know Anne Bambi does a lot of her, she shows a lot of her process.
Yeah.
I don't know if she had something like that.
Could be. I mean,
her the first poster I ever bought from Bottleneck was her, it was a portrait of Frodo.
Ah, okay.
And she did a legless one as well, and that was based off toy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, especially when you have the toy, it's yourself, you know, that's like I don't know, Mexifunk. I think Mexifunk is doing a lot of. He's like, he has to hook up with Sideshow or whatever, and then getting all the nice hot toys, Sideshow collectibles, and then this is for work purposes, people, and then puts them up in the way he needs them to.
Well, maybe it's something I'll look into in the future. Yeah, because like I said, for those angles,
it's always a text write-off. So just so you know.
That's what I was about to. I was about to joke with that, but I didn't want to say it out loud.
It is a text write-off, I think. Yeah. I mean, technically.
Technically it is.
Should be flat. But yeah, so, what is your process like when it comes to this? Like, for example, how was the process on Midsommar? Or like, are you watching the movie 5 million times, finding screenshots? Or how are you going about it?
Well, for the most part, I've kind of just stuck with movies that I love for the most part. So I know them.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch them again. Like I'm big for just watch comfort movies, watching them again.
So when is the Lord of the Rings happening then?
That's I would have to be very careful with that one. I wouldn't want to do it any injustice. So I wait until I'm holding on. I drew Aragorn last day, but you know, that was just a bit of practice. But no, sometimes I'll be rewatching a movie and I'll see a scene and be like, oh, that's something. You know, Midsommar one. You know, that scene where they're all starting to just took the mushrooms or whatever and they're all starting to kind of trip, and I was like, oh, that's a cool scene, it's a cool image. And then I threw the sister in there as well and the flowers around it, and I was like, that works, I can do that.
Yeah.
So sometimes like I don't sketch that much. Because I can't.
Do you do like, for example, like, I don't know, thumbnails, basically? Like Chris Kohler did, like, what? Like, he has like a book full of millions of thumbnails.
Yeah, no, I don't really do that. I just haven't. It's kind of not, like, coming from the kind of graphic, the kind of mashup things that I've done before, I need to see it more defined before I can commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's not well done, if the composition's okay, I don't think I could draw out a good composition or commit to it just based on a sketch of my own.
All right. Fair enough. I mean, I can understand if you need to, basically it feels like a comfort zone, like you have it in a certain way. I understand.
Yeah, well, there's a certain element of fear there, because if I draw it, then I can't draw it, and then the whole poster's ruined because I can't draw the main part. You know?
Understandably.
So I kind of roughly what the end product could look like.
I see. All right. And is there anything you want to do like in the future? Is there something, except obviously Lord of the Rings, or is there anything, like you did music before, do you want to go back to the, because like collections, they always hire people.
Yeah, well, I did Luke Combs poster for collections. That was kind of my first paid gig and my first gig poster, official one. And there's a lot of big country fans in Ireland, so that was kind of, it went down well for me and for probably future jobs at home.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I would love to do the gig posters. I know a lot of the movie poster artists do gigs. I know like Matt Ryan Tobin, he's had some crazy music posters lately that are really good, you know.
Also,
I would love to be able to do
also like Oliver Barrett. I think he'd also did some nice ones.
He does, yeah. He jumps both ways now a lot, and they're all fantastic. Like, I think there's a lot more freedom with the gig posters.
Yeah.
So I would like to be able to, like, more opportunities just to express myself and try new things.
I like, for example, I liked a lot the Wu-Tang tour posters. Yeah, they did last year. Those are nice.
Yeah, they're all, and there's so much, like, there's so many ways you can go with that, and they're all like, yeah, they're all just really cool.
Yeah. So anything, like, what's like a favorite band of yours that you would want to do?
I would like to, like, Hozier would be the one that I would love to do a gig poster for. Collections did do the one for him, but it was just like, it was one poster with different colors for each location. Mm-hmm. Chili Peppers would be the dream. But then you're like, it's like I'm playing catch up. How long are the Chili Peppers going to be around? I know they're still going strong, but like, it's like kind of last opportunities we're talking. Chili Peppers would be the dream. But anything like that, Pearl Jam as well would be another one.
It's in the realm of possibilities, I'd say.
You never know.
You never know, exactly. Yeah.
Collections, if you're listening.
Collections, shout out. All right. So, my favorite question, obviously, if fine artists make movie posters, which artist would you like to see make a movie poster, and what movie or franchise would it be?
Aaron, again, say an artist name out loud when you haven't before. Aaron Nagel, I think his name is. I recently discovered him, but I would love to see him do something like Drive or something kind of indie. He's really cool, like sunlight. He's really good with lighting.
I would love it up here for the people to see. What's that?
Two of his most recent works were like on Instagram, and they were really cool.
He's still alive though, right?
I think, yeah, well, his recent works were like 2 weeks ago, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm just checking, because like obviously it's like with the artist like this one is nice, for example. Oh no, this is David Hooten says it here. What? Creator David Hooten?
I think he did. He had that on his Instagram the other day.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a crop. That one just below that, where with the girl's profile. No, yeah, go back up.
This one?
Yeah, and then down to the right.
Oh, okay, this one.
No, that's him.
Sorry. Oh, that's him himself. So,
yeah.
That's.
I just think, just think it's really smooth, and
yeah,
it looks digital. Some of it nearly looks digital, but it's not. It's painted. Look, it's crazy.
Very, very crazy. Yeah, as you can see, this is how the person works, I guess. Studio visit. He's American, or where's he from?
I think he's American. A lot of the like, I wouldn't follow too many fine artists. I'm just kind of into digital art now, and I'm so focused on who I like in this world that I don't always look past into the art world.
Understandably, I mean, this would be another time, very time consuming obsession.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand that. But I forgot. Did you mention already what he would do?
I was thinking Drive or something like that, or something a bit more, some bit indie anyway. Something where he could express himself. Mm. And speaking of fine artists, Chris Valentine's Zara was very good for Cellar Door.
Yeah. Did you? The Zara. I thought that was great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a childhood favorite movie. so I was very tempted with that. I'm trying not to buy posters though. So
yeah,
if it's still there next month, I'll get it. Well,
yeah, there might be a chance, but if we announce it louder here, maybe not.
Well, I'd rather them sell out than wait on either. Yeah,
he's gonna have a piece. Beautiful. He's gonna have a piece.
Yeah.
Alrighty, but we are already at the end of the show. For you, it's now the chance to shout out fellow artists that you want to shout out, or other people that need something, and also you can plug yourself and give us your pitch sale. What people should buy.
I'm definitely not going to plug myself. I'm not going to just my Instagram profile is my only. That's my only kind of. I don't have any other websites or portfolio or anything yet. But I just kind of stick to the Instagram. In terms of the artists, I think he shared his work the last day. He was new to Hero. Paul Phillips, True Spilt Milk Designs. Mm-hmm. Do you see his Close Encounters poster?
I shared it, and we talked for a sec.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was his first movie poster, and I thought it was brilliant. His style's fantastic. In terms of other shout outs, just I always like to thank Hero when I have the opportunity. They've given me loads of opportunities. So yeah, they're great to work with. And any other artists kind of look like kind of trying to break in, they're absolutely fantastic and giving people opportunities.
There you go. All right, yeah. Then, Garvin, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us, and it's really appreciated. And keep knocking out that work, and I'll wait for that holy grail of Lord of the Rings in the future when it's going to drop. You better send me an AP.
I 100% will, don't you worry.
All right, thank you so much, guys. See you soon.
Thanks.
See ya. Take care. Bye-bye.